This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yeah, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez with you, and how are you? What's going on around your house? Give us a call, 803-0930, outside the 716. It's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and running, 803-0930. You can watch us on Facebook Live. You can write your question in there as well. My guest in studio, Tim Krantz from CJ Krantz Organics, was at his place this week. We filmed an upcoming segment for Hammer Time TV. Tim was the star of the segment. He took us on a tour of his facilities. Never been there before. I guess you don't really typically visit a topsoil mulch and compost place, but it was a great tour, Tim. Thanks for taking us on a tour.
That was a great time.
Yeah. So we learned a lot more about Tim's business, and we'll be talking about what he does, and we'll mix in you and your questions at 803-0930 outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, the August cooking class was a big success. The next one coming up is September the 12th. Picante Calabria, spicy foods from the south, eggplant parmesan, Calabrian chili peppers. That's the 12th of September. We're also going to make gelato on the 12th of September. October 10th, we're going to Marche, Magical Marche. Unique dishes from one of Italy's lesser known regions. Pastelle in brodo, proper chicken stock, vinigrassa, Italia's biggest and best lasagna. That's coming up on the 10th of October. So the 12th of September, the 10th of October, and the 7th of November, we're going to Bologna on the 7th of November, and the 5th of December, holiday traditions. All the upcoming cooking school classes that come home to Cortez Cooking School featured inside the Come Home to Cortez showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Stop by and see everything we do, our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina, custom kitchen cabinet displays, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings. We have a working outdoor kitchen now that's all hooked up underneath a 33-foot retractable awning. You've got to see it. All on display at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, the Come Home to Cortez showroom, open and ready for you to come by and say hi. So, Tim, we had a tour, as I mentioned, this week at your facility, and I was kind of amazed at what you got going on there. First of all, the most impressive sight was the big mountain of tree stumps.
Yeah, we get a nonstop supply of tree companies. The local municipalities bringing in their logs, stumps, branches every day.
So
without fail.
Where would we be without that facility? I mean, where would all this lumber go?
There's a good potential it would end up in a landfill if
wow.
there wasn't somebody to do something with it.
Wow. So you take it and you dump it into a grinding machine and it creates mulch.
That's correct.
And mulch, of course, something that we all learn to love and like around our properties, in that it dresses up our landscape and keeps weeds at bay.
Yes, it does. It also prevents death of plants during cold spells. The mulch has really kind of come a long way since the 10 to 15 years ago. It used to just be ground up a couple of times and laid down in the flower beds, but since then there's been color enhancements that have been added to it that really give a vibrant color and gives your home a nicer look, the most popular being chocolate and the dyed black mulch.
Yeah, so we watched that going on. It was kind of cool to see the grinding process and then the process of the colorization of the mulch, and basically that's a great organically friendly colorization process that mixes the mulch with the color and dumps it into a pile.
Yep.
Kind of simple, actually, when you think about it. It's a pretty simple process.
it's all EPA approved dye. It's safe for your pets and children. Like I said, it gives your house a nice curb appeal.
So mulch is a big part of your business. Another big part is the production of compost.
Yes, we also collect a lot. Municipalities are bringing us grass and yard waste, and that is all also ground in. It's another process where we put that in windrows and then cultivate it over the process about 3 to 4 months, and that breaks down into a dirt-like substance called compost.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about compost, are you talking about using it as a soil to plant in or rather to mix with?
We do both. We use it as an additive to straight topsoil, which we create a product called NutriSoil. It's blended 50% compost with 50% topsoil, and that gives your topsoil an added boost of nutrients where chemicals aren't needed. It's its own natural fertilizer.
If you travel around Western New York, you're going to see all different kinds of soil conditions at people's homes. You might hit an area where there's a heavy layer of clay. Conversely, you might see the opposite, very sandy soil. It's good to know what kind of soil you have so you know how to treat your landscape and how to plant the right lawn.
Yeah, it's very important. All areas of Western New York have different soil types. I mean, it varies from town to town. And if you're seeing that your lawn isn't performing to its capabilities, it's probably because it's lacking the nutrients needed to grow a nice, healthy lawn. That's where adding a top dress of compost to it and reseeding would revive your lawn, because of the nutrients that are in the compost naturally will seep down into the root systems of the grass, and it'll really give it a deep green, and it'll rejuvenate the entire lawn. I've seen it many times. It's very fascinating.
Couple things about compost, and when you showed us the pile of compost, to me it seemed like it was maybe thinner than a topsoil mixture. Is that true? It's a finer composition, a finer mixture?
Yeah, it's a bit finer. And when it breaks down in its entirety to its finished product, it's a very loamy type of.
So does that mean that it's not going to hold moisture as well?
It'll hold it pretty well. If it's covered with mulch, it'll retain its moisture even longer. If it's laid out by itself, it'll need to be watered more, because it's the really dark color. The sunshine will bake it out quicker.
Mm, interesting. Now, you educated me on something that maybe the common landscaper or gardener is not aware of, and that is that in the composition of topsoil, one of the ingredients is clay.
Yeah, in my experience, we've often had customers have called up in areas where their product isn't performing as well, and there's... One thing that people need to know is if you Google the word topsoil, what will come up is topsoil on the earth, that top 12-inch layer, is basically made up of four different components: sand, silt, loam, and clay. And clay is what people say, oh, my topsoil is full of clay.
So educate us on, obviously we all know what sand is, but what exactly is the definition of silt and what is the definition of loam?
Well, the silt and loam are two different products they contain the nutrients of the topsoil. The silt is the really fine, almost powdery-like substance of the soil, and the loam is the like compost-like.
The decomposing component.
Yeah, and those have the organic nutrients that will give what you're planting in the growth potential. And the clay is, when someone says, oh, there's clay in my soil, we have to say you're absolutely right, because clay is one of the four components of topsoil. It's just a matter of how much clay is in the soil. And when we purchase topsoil out in the marketplace, we try to find the topsoils in town that have the lowest amount of clay in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning. Anything around the house, if you want to learn more about what Tim does, give us a call about that, or anything I can help you with as well. 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to the village of Hamburg and say good morning to Carrie Hewitt, the brand new manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Good morning, Carrie. Carrie, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. How are you?
There you go. You put the phone down, didn't you?
I did.
It's okay. Well, welcome and good morning. It's great to have you become part of the show.
Thank you.
Carrie, of course, tell us a little bit about your history. Where have you been? Where did you work before?
I've been in banking for 35 years, so I'm no stranger to banking.
Okay. Well, now I'm branch manager at Lakeshore Savings Bank, Hamburg branch, and a great location if you're in the village of Hamburg to stop in and get to know the folks at Lakeshore. And right now, Carrie, we're just kind of marveling at the fact that the 2.5 fixed for 12-month home equity line of product at Lakeshore with no cost continues.
It is. It's still the 2.5% for the first year, and you can lock it in at any time. We currently have a 5, 10, or 15-year with the rates at 5, 5.25, and 5.5.
So you can lock in right now in the fives?
Yes.
I get that question a lot, and it's good to know that you can lock in at that rate, because that seems like a very affordable rate for home equity.
It is. And with the rising prime, the prime right now is at 5.5%. So as the prime is rising, your rates are going to be going up. So locking in may be a good solution.
Now, when we lock in, we also continue to enjoy all the free components up front.
Correct.
So that's another big embellishment here that Lakeshore is providing. You get not only that 2.5%, if you'd like to ride that out for the first 4 years, you still get the no cost on the appraisal, the application, the closing. There's no cost at all.
No application fee, there's no closing cost or anything.
It's amazing. Great, great service the bank is providing. Of course, all the services at Lakeshore are great. And all the people at Lakeshore are there and anxious to help you. Very customer-focused, where they say putting people first. It's not just a slogan. It's how the bank does business. And we're proud to have Lakeshore as a Hammer Time partner. Carrie, the phone number at the Hamburg branch is?
Yes, Mary Jo and I are here today, and the phone number is 716-646-9480, or you can visit the website at Lakeshore Savings Bank or lakeshoresavings.com. But again, we're here till noon today at 716-646-9480.
You did a great job. For 131 years, also doing a great job. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
It's summer. It's fun. Fallsview Casino and Casino Niagara bring you fun throughout the summer with hot summer fun. Two amazing casinos bring you exciting promotions. Fallsview's Backyard Barbecue on Thursdays, and top your weekends off at 21 Club's After Dark Nightclub and Lounge with live DJs and no cover fees. Visit fallsviewcasinoresort.com or casinoniagara.com for full details. Must be 19 or older. Play smart. Don't miss hot summer fun at Fallsview Casino and Casino Niagara.
The Shaw Festival presents its 60th season, featuring Gaslight, a spine-tingling thriller. Bella has been hearing strange sounds at night, and the gaslights have started dimming by themselves. Is she losing her mind or being driven out of it? Don't miss Gaslight, the newly adapted tale of deadly deception. On stage now. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
Do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, I can tell you, it's with natural light and fresh air. Yep, there's a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you. Then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylight options and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Stop in Delaware and Sheridan. Let's see, Seneca Street, and of course Sheridan and Clarence as well. Those in the know, go Lenco.
This is Garrett Mayer. 170 years ago, my family opened the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill in West Seneca.
We still squeeze fresh, crisp apples using traditional cheesecloth presses to make our legendary cider. After they're pressed, we flash pasteurize the cider so we never need preservatives. Pure, natural, and so refreshing. With each new variety harvested, the flavor of our cider is ever-changing, so visit us often throughout the fall season.
Stroll into the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery. The aroma of fresh-baked pies is in the air. We welcome all of Western New York to taste our incredible donuts and gourmet delicacies.
Come celebrate our 170th year and check out MayerBrothers.com. You can share Mayer Brothers with family and friends. Place your order online, even for cider and donuts, then have it delivered anywhere in the United States.
We're at the corner of Seneca Creek and Transit Roads in West Seneca. Taste the difference. Fresh is best at our historic Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery.
Hey, David Bellavia here. Do you know that regular tap water has a lot of stuff in it that our municipal water providers can't get out? Like fluoride, pharmaceuticals, and nitrates, even PFAS. That's a forever chemical in water that actually causes cancer. WaterCure USA has filtration systems that eliminate all that stuff during their Erie County Fair Recession Buster Deal. Get factory direct pricing on all water systems this month only. Learn more about this amazing offer. Visit them at the fair or go to WaterCureUSA.com. Offer ends August 31st.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. What do you mean by everything, Dominic? Well, I'll tell you. How about a new garage door? Yep, they got that. How about an epoxy-coated floor? Of course they do that. And how about storage, equipment, cabinetry, slat wall? All available at Gorilla Garage Gear. And right now, folks, I've got discounts for you. If you get a new garage door from Gorilla, they'll give you a $100 discount. If you combine that door with an epoxy floor, your discount grows to $300. And if you add in cabinets or slat wall, the discount is $500. Can you believe it? It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Here's the number, 716-715-6927, 716-715-6927. Give the Eye of Follows a call, Gorilla Garage Gear, everything for your garage. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
1024 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez. Tim Krantz is my guest in studio. Tim, CJ Krantz Organics. They make mulch. They make topsoil. They make compost. And we're talking about that, and we're mixing in your questions, 803-0930. To Akron we go. And good morning, Rob. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. A question that I have is I just framed up all the deck framing, and I use kiln-dried treated lumber.
Okay.
And what I did with it is every single board, all the sides, the all around the entire lumber on every single piece, I use CO once. I don't know if you ever heard of CO once before.
Yeah, I have.
And I put three coats of CO once on there.
Wow. You did more than you had to.
Okay. Well, I also was thinking, now do I have to put joist tape on that also? And if I do, would that stick to it?
No, you don't. Are you going to deck it with composite?
Yeah. I'm trying to go to, it is going to be composite, though. It's going to be really the highest.
Yeah. So you know there's methodology to the proper installation of the composite deck boards as far as spacing them.
Yeah.
So make sure you follow them. Some of the brands have clips to allow you to properly space them.
Yeah, I was going to use hidden clips, but on the outer boards, I'm picture framing it.
Yeah.
And they did say to put it in when it's cooler, because where they bought the joint, they put them in tight when it's cool, because if you don't, they will.
That is valid. That is one, the one and only, if you want to say, downfall to composite is the expandability is still an issue, and that's because there's vinyl in it.
Right.
Having said that, there's nothing better for a deck surface right now than using a composite material, and it's just revolutionized the deck industry because now we don't have to use treated lumber deck boards any longer, which is, you know, was always a negative having to deal with sealing and protecting that. Now, as far as the joist system goes, really, to be honest with you, Rob, you didn't need to do anything that you just told me you did. But that's okay. One and done. It's done. It's going to last forever if you've framed it right. The real issue here is the proper peering and supporting of the deck, and hopefully you place those properly.
Yeah. No. It's everybody that looks at it goes, oh my gosh. You know, it's small. It's only 14 by 7 foot.
Uh huh.
And I've got 14 piers underneath it, and I got all strong tie.
Now tell me that you're an engineer as a profession.
I built it quite a bit, and I'm a fanatic on what I built, because my whole house is all floor joists, ceiling joists, roof joists. Everything's all 2x12 Doug fir and 3/4 inch plywood on my walls and my ceiling.
All right. Overkill. But that's okay. It gives you peace of mind, right?
Yes.
All right.
So no tape is worth it.
No. That's not going to do you any good. But you're on the right track for having a deck that's going to last forever.
Okay, I didn't know, because I have like a couple of places where there's four of the boards sandwiched together, you know, and for my beams, and I didn't know if I should maybe even just take a bead of silicone where they all come together just to kind of keep it from going down in there.
So you could also use, a Teco fastening system to bring those four. You're talking like a header beam that you made to support the joist on?
The header beam, the joist.
So there's Teco fasteners that would, you know, basically act as a cradle to bring them together, which I would recommend.
It's all built. They're already nailed together.
Okay. Okay. So did you just nail them, or did you screw them together?
I screwed a few screws, and then I got a nail gun, and I just nailed the heck out of them. You're not going to get them apart.
All right. Hey, I think we did a good job. All right.
Okay, just to know if the tape was a necessity.
No, I don't see a need for that, really.
And again, it's okay not to use silicone.
But knowing you, it's overkill, so go ahead and do it.
Well, I think I was thinking about just taking silicone where I got them sandwiched together and silicone the crack, you know, where they're brought together.
Again, you're not going to need to worry about rot. You know, this is what if you're concerned about moisture getting in between these boards, you're not going to have to worry about that because of the composition of being treated lumber.
Yeah, so. And kiln dried is just as good as...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
hey,
Rob.
You.
Peace of mind there. Thanks for the call. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you.
You can tell, can't you, Timmy, that he's just an overkill guy?
After he's done with that project, I want to move to my house and I got some work for him.
Let's move along to East Aurora and chat with Kenny. Good morning, Ken. You're next.
Hi, Dominic. Congratulations on a good show every week.
Well, thanks, Ken.
I always listen. And about 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, I belonged to an antique car club. We were going down to Fiddle Fest in Springville, and there was a car show associated with it. Anyhow, you were talking on the radio while I was going down there, and I'm 8 years old, and my memory isn't what I should be, but you were talking about gutters, and I'm thinking this time of the year, I mean, it's hard to believe we're into August already.
Yeah,
to me, it just...
I know.
Seems like this summer went by so fast.
The summer's a blink, yep. No,
yeah,
I think what we were talking about is comparing vinyl and aluminum gutters, and really there's no comparison. The caller was asking me what I thought of vinyl gutters, and the problem with vinyl gutters is they come in only certain lengths, and you've got to snap them together and glue them together.
Yeah.
With aluminum gutters, you can get them to run out, you know, for infinite lengths, and you're going to get a more durable gutter system.
That's what I've always have is aluminum. They roll formed it right on the job.
There you go. There you go.
Measurement, and it's one piece. Anyhow, that's not my question. You had also been talking about leaf problems and that. And, you know, now as we're getting closer to fall, I'm thinking, because last year I couldn't get anybody to clean the gutters. couple guys said they'd come but never showed up. And
so you want to talk about leaf protection? We'll do that after the bottom of the hour news break. We'll be back with Ken right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. State Police Major Eugene Stanishevsky addressing the Salman Rushdie attack yesterday at the Chautauqua Institution. Stanishevsky says they have identified the suspect.
The suspect has been identified as Haiti Matar, age 24, from Fairview, New Jersey.
Several members of the Chautauqua Institution staff and audience members rushed the suspect after the suspect stabbed Rushdie at least once in the neck and once in the abdomen. Rushdie underwent surgery yesterday. A group of area religious leaders voice opposition to the Reawaken America tour currently in Batavia. The religious leaders say Reawaken America promotes violence and disinformation and calling for religious nationalism. Early voting begins today in the August 23rd primary. Voting takes place from noon to 9 weekdays and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekends. You can vote at any one of the 38 polling locations regardless of your residence. Abbott Road in front of the stadium will close at 11 a.m. as the Bills' preseason home opener gets underway against Indianapolis. Kickoff is at 4:30. Stadium lots open at noon. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey folks, how do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic here. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, and they'll make you a mirror too. For over 50 years, Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call the Weinholz family at Twin City right now at 694-3300. That's 716-694-3300. You can stop in to Willitzer Park and see their products, or you can come home to Cortez at 9074. We've got their products on display there as well. So stop in either location. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, it's Bowerly with some essential information for people who need plumbing help now. We've all been there. You flush, the water starts rising, the sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. When you do, call my guy, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don's a master plumber. He has been for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. Call Don from Plumbing Help Now. Write down this number, 861-7337, 861-7337, plumbinghelpnow.net.
Hey, this is David Bellavia from my friends at Bathfitter Buffalo. You know, I was not happy with my bathroom shower. It was unappealing. It was gross. It was a pain to clean, and I knew it could be better. But I didn't want to have the hassle of a messy remodel, so I called Bathfitter Buffalo, and they installed my Bathfitter over my existing tub in just one day. It's been 11 years since I've had it done, and it still looks as great as it did the day they installed it. And it's so easy to clean. At Bathfitter, nothing is prefabricated before they come and meet you at your home. And it's customized to fit over your existing tub, or if you want to convert a tub to a walk-in shower, they can do that too. And it comes with a lifetime warranty. Call Bathfitter today, 242-8999. Set up your free in-home consultation. Tell them Bellavia sent you and get a beautiful new bathroom in just one day with Bathfitter Buffalo. Call 242-8999. That's 242-8999 or go to BathfitterBuffalo.com.
Hey, it's Dominic. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on your job to ensure that your job is done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. Folks, there's no reason to get stressed out about your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, call 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. You can also schedule online, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, it's Bowerly. We all wish we could do more to help cancer patients. Did you know there's a very unique way to help the patients at Roswell Park, and all it takes is a little bit of your time? Donating blood or platelets is a way to directly help Roswell Park cancer patients who require transfusions. Patients are depending on your generosity, the generosity of willing donors. Your chance to start saving lives is only a phone call away. To learn more, call 716-845-8275. 845-8275 today.
Hi, my name is Joe with House to Home Investing. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 716-502-DEAL. I pay cash and close fast. I'm looking for houses in any condition, any price range, anywhere in Western New York. Sell for cash and sell it fast with House to Home Investing. I'll buy your home any condition, any reason. Call me today at 716-502-DEAL. 716-502-DEAL. Online at h2hwny.com. That's h2hwny.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my good friends at NOCO Heating and Cooling. We enjoyed our conversation last week with them about geothermal, and they had that seminar this week. We learned how that went, and I'm sure you had great information from them. I also told you about how I benefited from NOCO with my air conditioning condenser that was defective from the factory. They helped me figure that out. And right now, Hammer Time listeners, NOCO is offering you a deal to get you comfortable for the upcoming fall. Receive $300 off your new AC or furnace with 0% APR for 60 months. That's right. That's so good, it's worth repeating. $300 off your new AC or furnace system with 0% financing for 5 years. Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, NOCO has the hookup there as well. Their experienced and trusting technicians will perform an AC or furnace tune-up for just $99. Remarkable. Call NOCO right now at 716-902-6414. 902-6414. You'll get a free estimate. Go to NOCO.com/heating and cooling. NOCO, providing healthier air quality since 1933. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1037 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortez in studio with Tim Krantz from CJ Krantz Organics. And where we left off was we were speaking to Ken in East Aurora about gutter guards. And you had a question about what style of gutter guards to install?
Well, I was driving, like I said, into Springville for their fiddle fest. And I couldn't pull over because we'd ride in a procession. Antique cars, mm-hmm. And I couldn't pull over and write it down, and I'm just too old, my memory's shot, and I wanted the name you had recommended, some kind of a gutter guard of some kind.
My favorite is a product called Leaf Relief. It's spelled Leaf, L-E-A-F, Relief, R-E-L-I-E-F, and it's a very simple design. All it is a snap-in that goes right into the top of the gutter, kind of C-shaped. It has two slotted lines in it. That's it. You attach that with small screws, and it is probably the best gutter guard system I've seen because it's so simple and it's affordable. Now, be mindful, Ken, that if you have any problems with ice, you want to make sure you deal with those before you install any gutter guards, because the expansion of the ice in your gutters could destroy your gutter guards.
Yeah. And the other question I had, the last gutters we had put up were wider than the normal. I guess they're normally 5-inch.
Correct.
We had wider. I forget how wide they are, but do they sell this in the wider?
That's a good question. Know? I don't have a quick answer. I'd have to do a little research on whether it's available in 6. 5 is standard. I would imagine, because it is basically an extruded aluminum, just like gutters are, that it's, it could be adapted to a 6-inch gutter as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that what they are, the wider one, 6? I didn't remember.
Yeah, that's probably what they are.
Yeah, I remember we bought the wider gutter and the bigger downspout.
Yep. Yeah, and you must have a big roof.
Well, it's a sprawled out ranch, and it's a low pitch roof. It's only about either 312 or 412.
Really?
Pitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what made you get 6-inch gutters then?
Well, I don't know. The water used to just run all over.
You know, there's nothing wrong with having a 6-inch gutter. They're obviously bigger, more, have more capacity. They are going to carry more water. They are bulkier looking, but in some cases they're essential. In fact, yeah. we're looking at switching the gutters on the building to six because of what we're talking about. The volume of the water and the yeah. size of our roof is pretty immense. So yeah. anyway, thanks for the call and good questions.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Ken. Ken's line is now free, 803-0930. Let's travel to Wheatfield. Mike's got a question about compost. Good morning, Mike. You're on WEN.
Good morning. A local city gives out a product, I believe they call it Equate, which has a lot of nitrogen. It's supposed to be equivalent to good fertilizer. However, they require your license plate number when you take it. I believe it's sewer sludge. It's heated. The gas is extracted for industrial purposes, and they give it out free because the local landfills don't want to take it. Is this safe to use around the house? I mean, has anyone heard about this Equate?
I can be honest with you. I have not. I don't have much education in it.
But
the
why
reason
would
they're
they...
giving it away is probably because they don't want to have to deal with it. So, but
yeah,
to be honest,
but if it's an, I don't understand. Why would they want your license plate number?
That's a good question. Just to keep track of who's coming into their facilities. It's
Where are you going for this, Mike?
Well, can I mention the city?
Yeah, of course.
I don't give it myself. I'm but my relatives, Lockport.
Hmm.
Because, well, remember in Lockport they had problems with industrial contamination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does the DEC have require a license plate number given out? I mean, in the past, you know, I got like sawdust and stuff, you know, for free. They don't require a license plate number, but.
Well, maybe Tim can look into this and report back to me on what
think
he finds.
About 15 years ago, there was a number of articles in the paper about, I think they called it Equate, and to the farmers in Wheatfield.
All right, well, let's throw it out there, Mike. If anybody knows anything about this Equate, give us a call at 803-0930, and we'll involve you in the discussion. And, Tim, maybe you can look into it and give me a call and let me know what you find out.
Sure can.
Let's go back to Delavan, New York, and chat with Janine. Good morning, Janine. You're on WEN.
Good morning.
How are you, dear?
Good. I have I'm so glad to talk to you today. I have a cement driveway, a large one, and get cracks in it. I filled it in, but then the crack filler just comes out.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there's any resurfacing product that I could buy to do the whole cement, and it would last.
Nothing that would be affordable and sensible. I mean, you could have it epoxy coated, but that would be a fortune. I would probably suggest
yeah.
replacement before I did that. The whole essence here with a concrete driveway is the preparation of the base and making
yeah.
sure that we have good drainage so we're not holding water. Because when we hold water, the ground expands, it lifts the concrete,
yeah.
cracks it. So really it's the preparation of the base that's more important than the actual concrete.
Okay. And then I have a second question real quick. Then I have cement walls at my house. I took down an old porch, and it left my cement walls a little bit uneven, and I wanted to fill those in to make it nice and even before I painted it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend for that?
Meaning like there's divots?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You can there's fill those
you
with...
You can see with the trowel marks and things like that, but it's also like it isn't like you put a level on it. It's not... exactly level.
Yeah, I don't think
the wall is level, but I mean the cement part isn't.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever get it perfect.
Yeah.
The nature of what it is, a poured concrete wall. Any divots
right.
or creases you can fill with hydraulic cement that you'd mix simply with water. It's a dense cement, darker in color than regular concrete. And you will see it when you repair the surface with it. But then if you're going to paint, that'll hide that color.
Yeah, I'm going to. Where would you buy that at?
You can buy hydraulic cement in any home center.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's called hydraulic cement.
Hydraulic
correct.
Cement. It's made for applying on a wall that, especially if it's got a crack that's leaking, you maybe don't even have to go to the level of hydraulic. You could probably get away with sacrete. But the reason I like hydraulic when you're working vertically is that it has great bondability, so you don't have to worry about it falling out while you're working with it. It dries very quickly.
It's not really any cracks and it's just an
yeah,
even surface.
I get it. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that, Janine.
Yeah.
Thank
thanks.
You, dear. All right.
Thanks
Janine's line now available for you, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800 616-WBEN. And the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open as well at 803-0930. When we come back, we're going to talk to Barb and Clarence, and then we're going to take your text questions as well that are posted up on the board. We're going to do that after we take this break. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're still in the AC season, and that means that the air is traveling through our ductwork. And if your ductwork is dirty, we need to get it cleaned. And the only way to do that is with my friends at Indoor Professionals. And in addition to that, of course, we have the medical-grade air purifiers and my favorite, the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, all on special for you today. Peter Gordon joins us. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it's hard to believe we're here almost in mid-August, and ACs are still cranking it out, but it's not too early to start talking about beating the fall rush. Mm-hmm. It's simple economics. The demand is always highest between Labor Day and pretty much right before Christmas, and with that, you have prices, have to go up. The specials aren't as good. There's just more people wanting, we're limited in what we can put out as far as perfectly trained crews. And the great news is that we have great stocks, as you said, of the April Air high-capacity dehumidifiers and the medical-grade air purifiers.
683-3000, that's the number you're going to get ready to call, and Peter's going to tell us, what are the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for this week?
Okay, so as far as beating the fall rush for duct cleaning, once again, it's a great time to get it done. We can still get you in towards the end of this month. You can save anywhere from $90 to $150 off for your duct cleaning, depending on the size and age of your home, or perhaps you're a repeat and your savings are incredible if you're one of the 54,000 customers that's done this in the last 30 years. Then the April Air that you mentioned, high-capacity DHU, is $250 off. And then finally, the medical-grade air purifier portable that covers 1,200 square feet, once again, 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration. That is $300 off, and the whole house unit that connects in line with your furnace is $500 off.
Remarkable discounts.
So you got to call today before 3:30.
Exactly. Remarkable discounts that only you can get by calling 716-683-3000. Call Peter right now and get those special prices. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Ad paid for by the Centennial Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve. But passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-570-4871. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-570-4871. That's 800-570-4871. Again, 800-570-4871.
Hey, it's Dominic here. So we were at Phil's this week for a pool party, and the first thing I noticed, his pool concrete now level. Yep, I had my friends at A1 go over and take care of Phil's pool, walk around his pool. Looks like new. Can't even tell anything was done. How do they do it? Well, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. That's right. There are no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete surface the very same day. And the best part is the cost. You save between 50 and 70% when you choose A1 concrete leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did for me, and of course, now at Phil's. So give them a call today at 341-4550. That's 716. 1-800-341-4550. You get a free estimate. Learn more at a1concretebuffalo.com. Tell them Dominic sent you. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
They're the same local financial guys and tax lady you've come to know and trust. But now they're on longer. Don't miss the Financial Guys show with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, Saturdays from 1 till 3, followed by Ask the Tax Lady with Esther Goulias from 3 till 4. Finances and taxes from the local experts you trust. Saturday afternoons from 1 till 4 on News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
So the debate about fiberglass versus vinyl windows is ongoing. And I can tell you, folks, the fiberglass window wins out. And the Marvin window from fiberglass, the Elevate, the Essential is exactly what you should be looking at. That's what we put in the Come Home to Cortez building on 9074 Main Street. And you should come by and check them out. Or go to Big L Windows and Doors on William Street in Chickawaga, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, 895-8484, 716-895-8484, biglwindows.com. Yeah, the complete Marvin window and Therma-Tru line on display at the Big L showroom on William Street. You'll see the fiberglass essential window that I spoke about. The Elevate window is the fiberglass exterior and wood interior. And, of course, the signature, the Cadillac window, the wood clad with aluminum. Along with the Therma-Tru door line, everything there on display. Be sure to tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Hammer Time. 10:52 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez and Tim Krantz, my guest, in studio from CJ Krantz Organics. They're on Smith Street in Amherst. You can drive right in, right? A homeowner can come in with their truck?
Yes. We welcome anybody with a pickup truck, a little trailer. We'll load you up.
Mm-hmm. And right now we've got a special discount you want to give to our listening audience.
Yeah, for today and until the end of business on Monday, we'll offer a 25% discount on any product that's delivered to your home.
Wow, that's quite a good discount. So take advantage of that. Give us your phone number there, Tim.
716-741-3850. You'll have until noon today because we close at noon, and also all day on Monday from 7:30 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. to call in.
Okay, great discount. Take advantage of that. Tim being a guest in studio offering you 25% off deliveries. Let's go to Clarence as promised. Barbara, good morning. We're at your house.
Yeah, good morning. I spend my winters in Florida, and when I close up my house up here, I turn my hot water heater to vacation mode, which mm-hmm. I believe just keeps the water temperature at a low grade
right.
While I'm away. And then I turn off all the water under my sinks and at the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be able to turn the water off at the main, and I didn't know if it would hurt the hot water heater while it's in vacation mode.
It probably wouldn't have any impact, but I would suggest when you come home and you reopen everything that we flush that tank out.
Okay.
I think you'll find that the lack of use will actually lead to its degradation. So even though you've turned the temperature down, the mineral deposits will still collect, and that actually will degrade a tank. You would be a good candidate, Barb, for a tankless hot water heater.
Yeah, I just had a new hot water heater put in, or just a standard one. But so, I mean, turning it off at the main versus turning it off at the sinks and the toilets, would that make a difference?
Not really. The only thing that you want to make sure of is that you are leaving water in your traps and in your toilet, because you will get get sewer gas, and then you'll get also drying out of rings in the toilet that also could degrade the plumbing fixtures.
Yeah, I don't drain anything. I just turn the water off.
Yeah.
And leave the water in there.
I don't know whether there's really a need to turn the main off. I don't really know what could happen to the main that would be, affected while you're away. What's mm-hmm. your thinking on that?
Well, like I said, I turn it off just to prevent any water damage in the house. I just turn it off at the sinks and the toilets, but it's just hard for me to get under there sometimes.
Yeah.
I'd rather just flip one switch and turn everything off from the main.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, okay, I can go along with that just for the peace of mind component, but again, you've got to make sure that you don't drain out any traps or the toilet water.
Right, okay.
All right.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. 803-0930, we still have time to squeeze you in. We've got a texture we want to get to, too, but I also want to ask Tim before we run out of time. When we talk about topsoil, I don't know, sometimes we judge the quality of topsoil by whether there's weeds in it or not.
Yeah, most people don't realize that when your load of topsoil comes, it looks all beautiful, fluffed up, brown, dark brown, and you don't realize that there's weed seeds within that soil.
Right.
It's just part of nature, and it cannot be avoided. So it's going to grow weeds whether you like it or not. So one way of we kind of want to help customers, you know, educate them and knowing that once you get a load, whatever you plant in that soil, weeds are going to sprout up no matter what happens.
Yeah, so
you're just
going
to have to either treat them or pull them.
A weed barrier.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, I think where would we be without a weed barrier?
Right.
Okay. Somebody wants to, Mark in Angola wants to comment about Equate. Hey, Mark.
How you doing, Dominic?
Good.
Educate
us. What's it about?
Well, some years ago in the town of Perrysburg, they used to have this product, which I believe was called Equate. And what it was is basically they would clean out different sewers, public sewers, and this substance would get treated and burned, and then the town people were welcome to take it, and they would take their license plate numbers because it was highly sought after, so it was only provided to that town. That could be very well be why Lockport is taking license plate numbers.
Interesting.
And they used it in their flower gardens, not their vegetable gardens. It was safe to handle, but it was really hard to get.
Is that still available?
I would imagine it is because it's a practice they've been doing for many, many, many years. It's how they get rid of that waste.
That's fascinating. I never heard of such a thing, and neither did Tim. And you think he would be up on it based on the nature of his business. But
yeah, I feel like it would be something that you want to put on your lawn to really spruce up your grass.
Yeah.
But,
so he's
not
saying
using it for landscape,
and lawn, but not vegetable. Yeah. All right,
right.
Well, interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that, Mark.
You have a great day, Dominic.
Right.
I love your show.
Thank you so much. If anybody knows if that's still available, give us a shout either this Saturday morning right now or call us next week. A texter writes, I have a brick home in Amherst with concrete window sills. They are starting to crumble. Any recommendations on replacement? Can they be replaced with stone? Who does this kind of work? So we need a mason to do that. And what you'll find now is the denser composition of concrete window sills are going to hold up better than the generation of sills that you are replacing. We used concrete sills on the building on Main Street. We have a brick knee wall with a concrete sill, and they're holding up great. Of course, the building's only a year old. The whole idea here is the density of the cement is really the essence of how well it's going to withstand expansion and contraction. And also the siliconization of the grout and the concrete cement mixture so that moisture doesn't get in to that area to freeze and separate the sill from the brick. So that should educate you. You can see these sills at a supply house like Thruway Builders. Well, Tim, I want to thank you for spending the time.
Thank you, Dominic.
And again, why don't you repeat that offer and the phone number?
Yeah, we got 25% off any delivery if you call in and order before noon today at 716-741-3850 or opening of business. It's 7:30 a.m. Monday morning until 3:30 p.m.
Okay. C.J. Krantz Organics, he's a Hammer Time partner on the television show. And again, enjoyed having the tour this week at your facility.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. Jerry, we're getting old, huh? Great job today, by the way. Have a great week, everybody. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.